Today is a great opportunity for us because we're now in Founders Month. And in Founders Month, this is the most exciting part of the year because it's where we give up and give over to God. We put away our appetites and our things that teased us, our palates, and said that my whole body belongs to God. My hands, my feet, my hair, my teeth, my heart that beats, my whole entire body belongs to God.
Reverend Joyce Sykes is an ordained Christian minister whose sincere spiritual messages leaves deep impressions on the congregations she is invited to speak to in the United States. She is also a member of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. For Reverend Sykes, meditation on the Kuan Yin method is a source of strength, wisdom, and love from which she serves others and encourages them to lead noble lives as Christians.
We say constantly, God is love and so am I. And so if we are the bearers of love and to bring about peace, and we are the children of God, then it is just our normal behavior. It's an automatic thing for us to do. It's not something that, a task or just a responsibility. It is part of my persona as a Christian to be loving and to be peaceful because I am a child of God.
On this day, Reverend Sykes traveled to the state of Wisconsin, USA, to a branch of a church called Triumph the Church and Kingdom of God in Christ, where she was invited again to give a sermon.
So when we put away our appetite and we go through this fast, letting go of the meat-based diet and putting aside the dairy foods, last time I talked to you, I shared with you one of the biggest reasons why we don't eat the meat. And I shared with you at that time that our bodies belong to God and it is not the cemetery for the animals.
Amen.
I'll say that again so that those of you all weren't here, they do not rest in peace in your body if your body belongs to God.
Triumph the Church and Kingdom of God in Christ is a church and nonprofit organization that is present in 36 U.S. states, as well in Liberia, West Africa. The church reflects the diversity of modern Christianity and of religion itself as practiced in the United States. The roots of this particular church goes to 1897, when it was founded by Father Elias Dempsey Smith after he had a divine revelation. This vision for Triumph the Church is referred to as the everlasting gospel, because it is to prepare and call humankind, both physically and in spirit, into everlasting existence on earth together with God. The philosophy of Triumph the Church centers on the ability to overcome everything that is contrary to God. To do so, the church goes beyond religious doctrines and encourages a way of life that values positive attitudes and actions. Reverend LaHavre Buck, who is also of Triumph the Church and Kingdom of God in Christ, explains.
When we talk about Triumph Church, we always talk about the triumphant philosophy. It's a way of life. We do this 24/7. This is what we live. This is who we are. This is what we do. We project that in all we do, all we say, and all our actions. The uniqueness about Triumph is that we believe and know that God meant man to live, and that somewhere during from the garden to the present time, man has lost the concept of his divinity. And because of that, we are in the problems that we now exist in.
Although the church was born from a vision of symbols, what matters most is living a God-pleasing way of life on the part of its members, families, the young and elderly alike.
We really like to deal with spiritual development and the reality of things within our world and within ourselves.
All moral people, people of morals do very well in this world. There's one thing about morality. When you are a righteous person, everybody respects you.
We're following a particular way of life. In life, we have certain values. Within the Christian church, you may have certain rules that are Bible-based, but those same Bible-based principles apply to us in everyday life. When we were saying that there were 10 commandments, where you don't steal, well, we don't want to take what doesn't belong to us, or we'll be arrested in our everyday life. We don't want to become a liar because it impacts the integrity of our relationships with people. So therefore, even though we may say church or Christian, we still want to practice certain values in life. And you don't even have to have the label of a Christian to have integrity and trust and compassion and love.
Triumph the Church seeks to assist the development of humankind in a holistic way, spiritually, socially, physically, and economically. Therefore, the group's leaders conduct outreach programs in assistance of the school children and disadvantaged people in the community. The results of the church's outreach programs have been highly successful.
I work in the prison system every day from a grant that we have through the federal government. We teach relationships, teach people how to be people, how to find themselves.
We even go right into the schools and become mentors. You know, if someone feels like they need character development, we be an example for them and show them some of the things or the values that they have to offer as a person. And so those things have gone out into the community. And these outreach programs really have deterred a lot of young people from crime or abuse or despair, a lot of it. I've seen it.
When we return, we continue our conversations with Reverend Joyce Sykes and Reverend Lahavra Buck. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. At Triumph the Church and Kingdom of God in Christ, USA, creative and innovative activities are organized for the young people so they can develop themselves personally through selfless service.
During the Christmas season, you'll see a lot of schools or community groups ask children to, let's do a hat and glove drive for the kids that don't have hats and gloves, and have that as Christmas gifts for them instead of the traditional toys. Another thing that's happening, particularly in Indianapolis, with the younger generation, they felt really good about taking some land that was vacant for a long time, and they're planting food, actually vegetables, and they're waiting to see their gardens grow and to take it to the farmers markets. This is something that they can do and feel good about themselves, and they are becoming good citizens, and they've not only become good citizens, but they are contributing to the community.
God's love goes beyond religion, nationality, and culture. As God's children, through genuine love and concern for one another, we can envision a global family.
Everybody loves a loving person. Christianity, whether you're Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, everybody believes that you should love one another, treat each other with respect and honesty, and that goes across all gamut. That goes across the gamut of secular world, spiritual world, regardless of your faith or regardless of your understanding.
All the human family can possess all the values that are introduced in any Christian or a religious or spiritual society. All of these religions have the common base of love for humanity.
As a meditation practitioner and vegan, Reverend Sykes has understood the importance and the rewards of extending one's love to all beings, including our animal co-inhabitants.
Anyone and everyone can go right to the very book of Genesis, and he specifically tells you the herbs that you eat and the things that are grown, that this is part of our diet. And it was not just the human family diet, but that's what the animals ate. The animals ate the herbs and the seeds. That's in the book of Genesis. I think that these scriptures should be reintroduced again, that vibration that comes from the kale seems to still radiate even when I consume the food. But since I became a vegan, I don't have those same feelings or those same urges or those same impulses. I became aware of other people and more sensitive to their needs and their wants.
In light of the impacts of climate change that have endangered the survival of the earth and its inhabitants, Reverend Sykes urges her fellow Christians to adopt the meat-free diet, which is the most effective way to mitigate global warming and the best solution for world hunger. Her biggest source of inspiration is Supreme Master Ching Hai, who has worked tirelessly to raise awareness on the compassionate lifestyle. Reverend Sykes distributes free materials to the congregations she speaks to, including the alternative living flyer designed by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I'm so glad for the scientists, because I did not know there are more animals than humans that we are feeding and people are starving. We have to save humanity and all the inhabitants of the earth. The ocean is bubbling hot under the bottom and melting the glaciers. I got to do more than just say, peace be still. And it starts with me to embrace and embody an attitude so that I can do it. The attitudes were told to you in the Bible a long time ago.
I think my life will change. I'm going to look at how I, you know, value the earth, the things that I put on, the things I put in my body, and the things that I'm invested in as an individual, and how that affects the universe. And that was really enlightening for me.
It has brought a great impact in my life. I never have ever dreamed or thought of that no one would be able to prepare such great meal that will be a blessing to my body. Even with the meatless barbecue ribs, something about that meatless barbecue rib, when it went into my stomach, I didn't taste no grease. I didn't even have acid reflux. Something about it, it did something to my mind. And I just thank God that she was able to come and let us know about the menu that God has given us for our body.
Minister Isaac Lewis, who is another minister of the church and a long-term vegetarian, also supports Reverend Sykes' preaching on the vegetarian diet issue.
I've been a vegetarian since 1992. The killing of animals, which Reverend Sykes talked about, it does have a negative effect on us. And I changed to a vegetarian also because it's biblical-based. I promote the same thing that she does, is eating a vegetarian, a vegan lifestyle and diet.
God has told us in the scripture over and over, I have no pleasure in them that die, for only the living can celebrate God. So that if I am going to be a living being here on earth, I must celebrate life in its fullness. Respect and honor life in all of its glory. I must respect and honor life in all forms.
Our heartfelt gratitude, Reverend Joyce Sykes, Reverend LaHavre Buck, and the faithful members of Triumph the Church and Kingdom of God in Christ, for your noble examples in walking the way of godly virtue and love. We wish you all the best in heaven's grace. Thank you, beautiful viewers, for your gracious presence on today's program. Please stay with us for our noble lineage, coming next after noteworthy news. May your days be filled with God's grace and light.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/ AJAR.